When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are getting into something very fun over here, something that we don't talk too much about, and that is sex. So I have a guest on, and just to back up a little bit, funny enough, I had been really wanting to interview a sex therapist. So if you girls remember, a few months ago, I interviewed Michelle Panning. She's an embodiment mentor, and she's the host of Unfuck Your Relationships podcast, and she's into all the things, feminine embodiment, sexuality, and all that. So I had sent her a DM and asked her if she could recommend a sex therapist for me to interview, and she sent me over a bunch of really cool women out there, one of which really caught my attention. And so I sent them all a DM, and I really wanted to interview that one girl. And then, because you all know me and I am powerful as fuck, I get an email the next day from someone totally separate, not a sex therapist, but it is today's guest, Abby Rogers. So I see the subject of the email and it's like manifestation pleasure portal. And I'm like, okay, I just manifested this because I knew I wanted to do a topic around sex in the near future. And it was no joke the day after I had emailed those sex therapists. And so, long story short, I said, you know what? Let's go this route. I love what Abby is talking about here with this manifestation pleasure portal. It sounds so interesting. And I think that she could bring something really different to the table. Then got with Abby, we set it up, and then a few days after we got all set up, the one girl, that sex therapist out of the bunch, the one that I said I really wanted to interview, she got back to me and was like, I would love to do it. I have all these types of things that I want to talk about. So I still want to interview her, and I am going to be interviewing her. So we're going to have another episode about sex coming up kind of shortly after this, it'll be in the next couple of weeks as well, because both of these women were just so amazing. They talked about totally like different things, but still within the same category. They're still like on the same vibe. And I just was like, I'm taking the opportunity with both of them. So I'm really excited about that. And don't be like all confused if you're like, well, she's literally talking about sex this week, and then in 2 weeks later, she's talking about sex again. Like, what's going on, Vic? Trust me, I don't have like sex craze on the brain. It just so happened when I wanted this topic, I had two people come at the same time. But today, like I said, we are getting into it with Abby Rogers. And who is Abby? She's a trained sex, love, and relationship coach who has coached hundreds of women on how to be more embodied and feel safe in their sexuality. She's guided women on how to be a magnet for their desires, feel safe in their body, and tap into their most authentic self, which is like everything we preach here on For the Girls. So in today's interview, she is sharing how to use your sexual energy to manifest. That's what that manifestation pleasure portal is. It is so sick, so cool. And she gets into how casual sex isn't all it's cracked up to be, how to overcome pain and discomfort during sex. So we get into all the things, and it was a really insightful and fun conversation. So we'll get into that right now. But before we do, I just want to let you girls know that I have one client spot available for private confidence coaching. If you have been thinking about doing it, now is your time, because I'm taking on one more client before I close the books for the next couple of months. I am so excited. We are off to an amazing, amazing start of the year. I know I say every week to get on the waitlist for the group coaching program. The link to that is also in the show notes. Make sure that you're getting on that waitlist. I want it to be out. I want it to be done, but more importantly, I want it to be perfect. So we got two options right now. If you are ready to rock and roll and you want to work with me privately, I mean, go check out the highlight section in my Instagram story, because the testimonials are unreal. My clients are obsessed with the program. I'm obsessed with my clients. I love watching them over the weeks progress and see their growth. And they actually, I do record each week, each session. So sometimes I'll tell them for their homework to go back and rewatch like week one or week two, and they're on say week eight or week nine, and they're like, holy shit, who is that girl? Because that is not even me anymore. And one thing that we do on your very last session of the program is we read a letter that you had written to yourself in the beginning. And it's just such a powerful experience, because you write to yourself and you journal and you're thinking from this place of where you're at, and you have no idea where you're going. You have no idea how far you will actually come in 2 or 3 months. So when we go over these letters that they wrote to themselves, and it's only been 8 or 12 weeks, it's like, holy shit, I had no idea how good it could get. And it's just such an amazing feeling. I'm so proud of them, and I'm really just so obsessed with all my clients, like I said. So want to work with me one-on-one? Link is in the show notes and also my social media bios. If you'd rather work with me in a group setting where we are building a community of like-minded girls, we're going to do this shit together. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to be growing while also making friends. Then the link to that waitlist is also in the show notes and also in my social media bios. So check it out. And now we could get into the interview. Welcome, Abby. I'm so excited to get into this conversation today. This is going to be something very different for the girls. I mean, I like very briefly talked about like celibacy, and I have like a little episode about sex in the beginning of when I started my podcast, but not with someone like you. And I think your knowledge is going to bring a lot of fun information to the girls. So introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Abby. It's an honor to be here for the girls. I work with women, and so women are my thing. And so I am a trained sex, love, and relationship coach. And I also help create a sacred space in order for you to heal any wounds or trauma so you can feel free in your body and your sexual expression.
Amazing. I love that. It all intertwines with the confidence and, you know, everything really here that like our message, my message, I guess, in this community stands for. Like, you don't really think about how many more ways that there are to boost confidence. And I know that we'll get into that more specifically later in this conversation, but I know how many people really have sex, love, relationships coach, like not the average person probably. So
yeah.
And if there's like little areas in their life where they're like, oh, I don't feel fully like content here, or I don't feel fully comfortable here, they might not even be thinking about hiring somebody to help them. Actually, funny enough, just to give you a little like tidbit, I was talking to one of my girlfriends last night about guys and about guys who just like don't get it in general. And like, you could really like a guy, but he like doesn't meet your standards in the way that you like want a man to lead and be like a gentleman and all that. Mm. She's telling me how one of her girlfriends got engaged or is getting engaged and like wouldn't go to that next step with him until he like worked on certain things. So this man did his research and hired like a gentleman's coach of just like how to be like a manly man, like a gentleman, and who's a leader and all this stuff. And I was like, can I marry that guy? Imagine me telling the guys that I'm dating, like, can I refer you to a gentleman's coach? Because I never even thought about that. So
yeah,
all like, there's literally something for everyone. And maybe it has to do with like social media these days. Like there's so many options out there. It's amazing. I was like, oh my God, I have a few guys I would like to refer to this.
Please go to the gentleman's coach. Yeah. And I think there's just such a beauty behind what has been like this old fashioned way of like, oh, that's just like the boomer generation. And now we're falling back into, no, we want a man that's going to lead us. Mm-hmm. Whenever I was single, I was like, no, I am not settling for anyone who I don't feel safe in my feminine with. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to lead with my masculine. I'm a woman and I like to be in my feminine. And yes, we all have masculine qualities, but I want someone to lead me so I can just be like in this free flow, spirit, dynamic powerhouse that I also am. Yeah. I love that.
Exactly. So you reached out, you caught my eye when you mentioned the Manifestation Pleasure Portal. So
yes,
this is something that you've created, right? This is your concept.
Yeah, this is my thing.
Yeah. So introduce us to this concept. What is the Manifestation Pleasure Portal? It sounds like something I want in my life.
Yeah. So a little backstory on how I even came up with Manifestation Pleasure Portal. It was the spring of 2021. I was just struggling really in my healing journey. I was going through like awakening after awakening. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I chose to be celibate and single. I stopped drinking. I called myself like California sober because I still dabbled with like psychedelics. But I was like, what is happening in this life? Like, I believe in manifestation. I want to attract in what it is that I truly want. And I saw someone say one day how our sexual energy is so powerful. And it dawned on me. It was like this aha light switch moment where I was like, well, I'm not having sex with anyone, but I am pleasuring myself and masturbating. What if I just set all these affirmations and these tensions of what I want to attract in and visualize that through my time with myself, of my pleasure practice? Let's just give it a try and see what happens. Not even 30 days later, less than 30 days, I went from making $3,000 a month to $10,000 a month. I got an opportunity to move across the country from Florida to Austin, completely paid for. And so this strategy has absolutely changed my life. And so what Manifestation Pleasure Portal is, it's the act of using your sexual energy to manifest what it is that you want in your life. So while you're pleasuring yourself, and some people always ask, like, can I do this with a partner? You can. I typically recommend doing it on your own. It's just a lot more powerful typically when you do it by yourself. Personal experience and personal opinion from my clients that have worked with me as well, as they prefer doing it alone. And so as you're pleasuring yourself, you have this one goal, this one visualization. You're in the five senses, you're seeing it, you're feeling it, you're experiencing it. And as you're pleasuring yourself, you're moving it from the energy from your pelvic floor, up your torso, your heart space, your throat, your head, and beaming out the crown of your head. So through your different chakra points. And as you climax, you're sending it out to the universe, and you are now this embodied magnet because your sexual energy allows you to tap into the highest frequency that you possibly can have.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So in other words, in like dumbed down, you know, manifestation pleasure portal for dummies 101, it's like, like that's what you would like actually mentally are envisioning when you're doing this, right? Like you're actually like, it's so easy to think about like the guy that you like or whatever your last sexual experience, but that obviously, you know, defeats the whole purpose here. So like, it's something more of like you're visually imagining, like it, you can't possibly be journaling and, you know, pleasuring.
Right. Absolutely.
So like, is it just a visual thing?
Yeah. So typically most people watch porn or like you said, think of the guy that they just hooked up with that they like, or this like really hot and juicy sexual encounter they have. But instead, let's say you want to attract 10K, right? So maybe you're saying an affirmation in your head, you can say it out loud or say it internally. And you're saying like, I'm just so grateful for the 10K that's entered into my life as you're masturbating. And so you're just like really building in that energy and really starting to embody that energy as well.
Wow. Wow. You know, I could very much, even myself, like I could very much see people being like uncomfortable at the thought of that because that's not.
Absolutely.
It's like, but it's actually really interesting because even the whole concept of having an orgasm or, you know, climaxing, like you said, like, and like in that area, like you feel powerful, like you feel on top of the world, like no matter what you're thinking about, you're like, this is the best thing. Like if you put the, you know, abundant beliefs and the goals and all that with that feeling, I would imagine that, you know, it feels real, feels good.
Absolutely. I mean, think of like manifestation as a whole. We're told like, oh, just journal it down or just say this affirmation. And sometimes that BS meter goes off in your brain of like, I'm not capable of getting that, or that just doesn't feel realistic. But like you said, whenever you are feeling into that pleasure and that orgasmic climaxing feeling, you're like, Oh my God, I am literally the most powerful human being in the entire world. It can do anything. I could literally go bust down the building if I wanted
right.
to. And so
the mood is better. You're like, yeah. Oh, the sun is shining today.
Yeah. Yeah. That point of your BS meter in your brain is just completely shut off. So any logical thoughts in your mind that would basically intervene that manifestation from you thinking it's true is gone. And right. so now you can actually tap into what that would feel like in order to achieve that.
Right. So you did mention single and celibate before you were with your partner. I've talked about this, you know, a lot on TikTok, a little bit on my podcast, just because celibacy has been a very big, important thing for me in this stage of my singleness. Like I'm typically always single and I'm typically like always dating like people, but nothing like serious. And so I basically in 2021, early 20 spring, actually of 2021, I was like, okay, I'm just going to tap into my celibacy because this doesn't serve me. Like having sex with casual partners, like just doesn't serve me. And so I know that you're against casual sex and that you think it's just one big ginormous scam. Whereas some mm-hmm. people would argue like, well, if it's mutually agreed upon, then it's perfectly fine. So how would you explain to those people who have this like friends with benefits or this fuck buddy, like they're having sex without commitment, basically. How would you explain to them why it's like, you, like in your own words, a scam?
Yeah. Yeah. And also what I should point out as well is like, I love how much we're celebrating sex and the generation that we're in and a freedom of sexual expression and like the liberating feeling of it, but I also think it's really harmful because no one's talking about the side effects of casual sex, which is why I think it's this ultimate scam. I think the biggest scam of the century, because sex is a sacred energy exchange. And so as women, we are the receivers, as we are the ones being entered into. And so let's say that you're having sex with a low vibrational partner. When they enter you, they will take out your high vibrational energy and take it with them. And that's why oftentimes women feel so depleted after having casual sex, and men are walking around with their big egos and chest up of like, yeah, I just did that. It's because they just took your sacred power. Women have this portal between their legs and your womb space that is a portal to creation, to life. And so when you're not protecting that, you're just like spewing it everywhere and giving it away. And all it's doing is depleting your energy and the force that is within you in order to create what it is that you truly want in life. So where you might feel high vibrational in the moment, it's actually going to cause you to feel more low vibrational over time, also having you feeling more insecure, no confidence, feeling shameful, and all these other things as well.
Right. So when we were emailing and talking back and forth, you mentioned something that I actually was talking about in literally my very second episode of For the Girls. So back in 2020, I did an episode about how women fall in love from sex and intimacy. Men do not. Men just, yeah. they are filled with testosterone. And then on our end, we instantly feel closer to a man by having sex and being intimate with him, even aside from having sex, like even if it's like kissing, laying in bed, like women just feel like there's a level now of closeness to a guy. Meanwhile, there's a reason why that same guy can go lay in bed and have sex with and make out with 10 other girls in that same week and not even think twice about it. And so I think in general, when it comes to casual sex, like, yes, women, I get what you're saying about how like, you know, it's liberating and it's inspiring and it's great that there's like this whole, you know, sex thing. But at the end of the day, sex is not the same for men and women, period. So
absolutely.
Even if women want to feel empowered by saying, well, I, you know, can do this and I could do that, biologically, energetically, with our hormones and with, you know, whatever else scientifically the words would be, because I'm no scientist, it's not the same. It's not the same. So even if you're out here, you know, protesting like sex is great for women, it's still not the same as it is for men. They'll still come out most likely on top every single time because it's just biology. It's just science. And so I literally all the way back almost 2 years ago was talking about that with no true like scientific background, no license in sex therapy or anything like that, but just my own experience and knowledge of like, there's a reason why that guy who was obsessed with you when you didn't like him, he fell for you because he liked your personality. He enjoyed whatever, your energy, yada, yada, yada. Then you finally hook up with him. Now you're obsessed with him. And he's like, I'm fine. Like, nothing happens. Like, that's exactly what's happening there. Because the second that you start to like have sex with him, something in the brain is like, oh, I do love this guy. I do like this guy. And he's like, well, it didn't make me closer to her.
Yeah. Well, women also release, I mean, we both, women and men, release oxytocin whenever we have sex, which is the bonding chemical. Women release more of it than men. And so it lingers around longer, where a man in the moment has all this oxytocin of like, this is great. It feels like powerful and you feel intimate and you feel this connection with them. But as soon as it's done and they've had their orgasm, they're like, yeah, I'm good. Oxytocin's gone. Right. For women, it still lingers around. And that's why women have this more bonding to men, where men, once they get it, they're like, nah, I'm good. I'm out. And that's also why I think, like, have your own pleasure practice and not having casual sex to protect your energy. Because I would much rather release that oxytocin to myself, bond deeper to myself and my power, instead of bonding to a man who probably isn't going to care about you at the end of the day.
Right.
Like, if a man actually wants to be with you, he's not going to run away as soon as you have sex. You're going to know, you're going to feel into your body. But if you're having all this casual sex, you're not able to tap into your intuition, because now that's being depleted as well. So now you're picking the wrong partners because you don't listen to your gut. You don't have that intuition feeling anymore.
Right. Speaking of picking the wrong partners, I wanted to talk about when women experience pain or discomfort during sex. Now, this is not all. I could tell you, even back when I was in college and I had friends, and now in college, you're young, you're 20, you know, maybe I went to college at 18 and then I graduated by 21. So you're very young. And I think about my friends at that time who were saying things like that they were having like this great sex. And I'm like, I don't even understand how you do that. Like, I'm like, I don't even understand that. So like from the beginning for me, like, obviously it had a lot to do with choosing bad partners. Like, I didn't enjoy it because I just was like, this is like not even comfortable for me. And I was always like curious, like how these 19, 20 year old girls are having like great sex. And then as I've gotten older and have met more women and talked to more women and hear more things, I realized, like, I thought that there was something wrong with me. So then as I've gotten older and I'm like, oh, it's actually very common for women to be like, oh, sex, like, I do it because I like him, but like, it's not comfortable. I don't like it. Like, they're in pain sometimes. So why would you say that that even happens? Or how could a woman overcome something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And first and foremost, I always like to say, like, I'm not a doctor by any means. So like, if you're feeling pain, please check with your medical provider if it's something that is super uncommon. I mean, no one's going to the doctor just because they just have this weird, like, simple pain anymore, let's be honest. And you're like, no, I don't want to go there. So if it feels really off, go, because there's multiple things that can be going on, like hormonal issues or physiological factors that could be making it up. But for just the average woman who maybe once was having good sex and now it's painful, or it was painful and now she's having good sex, so our central nervous system, so your brain and spinal cord, is made up of a series of what is called your accelerators and your brakes. So your accelerators are essentially like your turn on. They're like, oh yes, I like this. When your partner comes home from the gym, sweaty, smell their pheromones, and they're like, oh my God, that is absolutely like such turn on. That's an accelerator. It can be multitude of different things. And then you have your brakes, which essentially your brakes are like, something is off. Neurologically, your body is shutting down. And it's like, nope, this is not it. So when it comes to feeling pain during sex, essentially what is happening is that your body, your nervous system, is saying, we are not safe. And when your body doesn't feel safe, your body wants to do one of two things. It either goes into like a die mode, or it needs to escape mode. But when you're in that moment of having sex with this partner and you're like, I want it to feel good, but this kind of feels painful, it's because your body doesn't feel safe. The way that I look at this also is because there's a multitude of factors why you don't feel safe. One, your body is telling you this is not the partner for you. They're like, nope, I know you want this partner so bad, but this partner is toxic. You need to go find love somewhere else. Please have someone who is worthy of inserting you and search you. Two, another thing is that you're just moving too fast. we're in this culture of like just rushing to get there, rushing to orgasm, rushing to just have this experience. And the way that I look at this is like, there's a bee and there's a flower. You know, the bee is the man, the flower is the female. When he's up and he's ready to go and he wants that pollen, it's like, all right, let's go for it. Where a woman is like, you start off before you blossom to this flower, you're closed. And so it takes time to open up the flower where it's ready to bloom and it's ready to be entered. And so if you're rushing the process as well, it's the bee that's trying to sniggle down into this flower that's not ready to be opened and bloomed yet. And so that can also cause pain.
So what is there a way that, or are there practices, I should say, that women can do themselves to overcome these problems, or like just getting to know what feels better or getting to know their body better to make sex better with a partner?
Yeah, absolutely. And so the first thing is have a pleasure practice for yourself. This doesn't mean just self-pleasuring and having this climax and feeling the blissful juiciness of this orgasm. It's taking a bath. It's just touching yourself very sensually. It's dancing naked into a mirror. You don't have a hand mirror, or you've never looked at your vagina in the mirror and made this connection with it. That right there can block you as well, because you don't feel safe in your body. You're never going to feel safe with a partner, no matter how amazing they absolutely are. So it starts with creating safety in yourself. Mm-hmm. And so having these practices of just looking at yourself in the mirror, telling yourself what you love about yourself, acknowledging these different parts of you can be really impactful for creating safety in yourself. Because if you don't feel safe in yourself, also when you go to have sex with a partner, maybe it's just a bad position. I mean, our bodies as women work on a 28-day cycle. And so sometimes your legs are up in the air and you're like, this is so amazing, I love this. And then a week later you can do it right before you're about to start your menstrual cycle and you're like, this is painful. And so if you're not understanding the different cycles of your body and listening to the in-tuneness and that connection to it, then you're definitely not going to communicate it to a partner, because sometimes the pain that's happening, it's just your body moving through different parts of your cycle. And you just got to communicate that, hey, this doesn't feel good today. Can we try a different position?
Okay. Well, actually, that was a great segue, how you just said, you know, speaking up and saying, hey, this doesn't feel good, can we try a different position? I know you said that so simply, but it's not always that simple, right? For a woman,
right,
to say, I prefer this, can we do this instead? Like, that comes with a confidence. You know, there's a lot of women who don't speak. I would say most of the time when a woman cannot orgasm when having sex with a partner is because he's not doing what she likes and she's not saying to, you know, change it up. And that all ties into everything you just said. It's the wrong partner. It's this, because of course, if it's the right partner that you feel safe with, then you would feel comfortable saying it. Or maybe she doesn't know what she likes. And like you just said, if you do this, you know, self discovery and whatever, the touching the mirrors and all that, then you'll probably know what you prefer. So all of these things tie into what I would say to be a lack of communication that's actually, in the bigger picture, a lack of confidence in the bedroom, right, sexually and things like that. So I know that some women really do struggle with confidence and self-expression and vocalizing and communicating sexually. So what can this all do for a woman's confidence, and how can she really release these blocks? Because like you mentioned before, it was one of the first things you said, to become like an embodied magnet. So how does a woman who goes from being like really low self-esteem, low confidence, never expresses herself sexually, to then being this embodied magnet?
Yeah, I can totally speak on this in personal experience as well, because my previous partner was just so toxic for me, but I was not confident in myself. I was so insecure. I thought I had to earn love. I thought that my sex would earn love, that my body would earn love, because that's what we're taught as women, that your body will attract a man and that's what is going to make a man love you. When in reality, that is the most surface level thing that is going to keep a man, because at the end of the day, it's not going to keep a man. And so personally for me, like, it blossomed my confidence when I shut out the things that I was like, this actually isn't good for me. It's hard. It's really hard to say like, no, this is not healthy for me, I need to get rid of this, but it's life changing. And then I just made the commitment to date myself. And so what I would start doing is, whenever I felt turned on or I felt aroused, I would just have a pleasure practice with myself. I would start to look at myself in the mirror even before I was naked and just look myself in the eyes and say, I love you. I love you. And just start to really build this connection with seeing myself for who I am. And then slowly I would start to do it naked. And then I pulled out the hand mirror and would start to look at myself. So it doesn't have to be this fast process of doing nothing to doing everything, but just start doing the things that you wish someone else did for you. Take yourself to dinner. Start to please yourself in ways. Buy a new vibrator. Like, try it out. See what it feels like. One that might scare you a little bit might surprise you and feel absolutely fucking amazing. Because once you start to tap into these things, you step into such a powerful, radiant woman, because you're like, no, I love myself better than any man could ever. I pleasure myself more than any man could ever. I mean, once I really started the whole self-pleasure practice and like making that a commitment to myself, like this wild devotion, I was like, I don't want to have sex with a man. I'm good. I don't need this man.
You're like, celibacy is easy.
This is easy.
I'm celibate.
I am having the best orgasms I have ever had in my life. No, this is great. I'll stay single forever if that's what it has to be. But over time, as you're doing this, like you slowly are just building this confidence and you start glowing, because you often, let's be honest, if you're having sex with mediocre men or just low vibrational partners, I don't know how anyone's having great sex. You think it's great sex in the moment until you start to kind of touch yourself and explore your own body. And then you're like, whoa, no, I can have a way better orgasm here. And now you've built this confidence and you just are able to naturally attract in a healthy partner. I didn't even search for my now fiance. It just kind of happened and happened really fast. And now it's like mind-blowing orgasm left and right. But it's because I found someone that was on the same energetic level as myself, because I made this commitment to loving myself before I went out there and started loving someone else, to explore myself, to have this radical self-expression with me. It doesn't have to be on the internet. It doesn't have to be half naked anywhere. You can literally do this in the comfort of your own home, having a sacred space. One of my favorite practices with like yoni eggs, jade eggs. And they are just chef's kiss. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely beautiful. And they just really connect you to your womb space that has all the wisdom as well.
Sorry, can you say what it is again? Yoni
eggs?
I kind of missed what you
said. Yeah. So it's either a yoni egg, so like Y-O-N-I, or a jade egg. And so it's essentially like the shape of an egg, and it's a gemstone. And I want to point out that you got to be really careful with which ones you get. Don't just buy anyone. Because it's basically this egg that you insert into you and can have pleasure practices with. Really good for like pelvic health and strengthening your pelvic area, but also it's really good for healing any like sexual trauma or any sexual energy, and just like really building a deep connection to yourself and clearing that stuck block energy. And so yeah, 12 out of 10 recommend those jade eggs.
Okay. Good to know. Before we close off, I actually have one, I guess more of like a personal advice kind of question. You mentioned how you were with a toxic partner and now you're in this like thriving, you know, relationship that happened quickly, like with the fiance. I do have a lot of girls who, so I have something called a Dear Victoria segment where I let girls, you know, write in and ask me, you know, their personal questions. And a lot of people are not necessarily asking about exes. A lot of people are asking about current partners. My partner does X, Y, Z. Can you help me? And I want to tell all these girls, break up with your boyfriends.
Step his ass.
What kind of advice would you, as someone who's experienced being in the toxic relationship, being with a low vibrational partner, and then transitioning into a happy, healthy relationship, what, just even aside from sexually, what sort of advice to really like help women become more confident in leaving their partner to, you know, explore themselves, date themselves, and then find a better partner?
I love this question. Because now I feel like I'm giving the advice to my younger self.
That's a good one. There you go. What would you tell your
younger self? Yeah. And if you're not happy in the relationship and they're not doing all these things for you that are important, it's just having to make a decision. When you make a decision that this isn't good for me anymore, it's just saying like, hey, I got to move on. And if I could tell myself, my younger self, anything, it's that she thought there was no one else better out there in the world. But what if no one else loves me? What if no one else actually gets me the way this person does? If that person is genuinely not making you happy and every day you're just marking another thing of, well, they're not doing this and I wish they did this, there is someone out there that will do everything that you thought wasn't possible, plus more. That person that you're like, why don't they take me on dates? Why don't they tell me that they love me enough? Why don't they listen to my love languages? Someone else out there absolutely fucking will. But the reason why you attracted this partner in the first place is because you're not being the partner you wish you had to yourself. And you attract what you are. And so if you're attracting someone who's not taking care of your needs, where are you not taking care of your needs? So move this person out there, because yes, there is a layer where I think people can evolve and change and everything. But honestly, it's not worth going through the headache when there's literally millions of billions of people on this earth. And it might feel like there's no one else in this world right now, but there totally is. But in order to start taking care of yourself and your needs first, you have to remove the block that is holding you back from actually taking care of yourself. Because once you remove that block, you're now kind of in this life or death situation of, oh shit, I actually have to take care of myself, or I'm probably going to go into this like grumbling feeling of just like unworthiness. But when you just take one step a day, when you're on your life raft, just floating in the ocean, trying to build this sailboat that's beautiful and magnificent, you just take one piece a day to build it. And that's the same thing with you. Just do one thing every day to take care of a need. My motto that I live with in my life is, do one thing today that makes your heart happy. And so if you're not doing that one thing a day that makes your heart happy, then you're not taking care of yourself. And so in order to find that partner that takes care of everything and more for you, start being that partner for yourself. Remove the block. Finding efficiency is absolutely okay. It's hard right now, but it gets better in a month. Give it 30 days. It'll be way better than you thought, absolutely. And then just start showing up for that partner that you absolutely want. Write it down. I made a list of, these are my non-negotiables that I want in a partner. And I looked at those non-negotiables. I said, now I have to do this for myself. And that's how I was able to just naturally attract a partner in. And it moved really fast. And it's just this really beautiful union. But it's because I showed up for myself first. And still, even in the relationship, I'm showing up for myself first before expecting him to show up for me.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, that is all that we had. I mean, this was perfect, because I think that a lot of women need to know the first steps to doing things like this. And I think that we really covered like how to just like break into that without feeling shame or guilt or like discomfort. Like, it's actually a lot more simple than you think, but it really just starts with you wanting to put yourself first, you knowing that you deserve better, that you want better, and giving it a try. Like you just said, one day at a time, one little thing every day. We're not saying necessarily like, now you got to like stop seeing everyone that you're seeing and all of a sudden, like, you know, do all the different things, but you know, ease your way into things, allow yourself to get comfortable in your lonesome, in your singleness. Even if you have a partner, it doesn't matter. You still need to be comfortable as an individual, because you never know, that partner could be gone tomorrow. Life happens. So, you know, people struggle in their singleness, even when they're in a relationship, they can't even, you know, they don't really have any sense of independence. So I think that this is going to be good for anyone and everyone, single, in a relationship, no matter what. You can all spend more time on yourselves. So this is perfect. This is like 101 to self-pleasure. So Abby, this was great. Where can everybody connect with you, and what else do you have to offer? So if people want to come to you for more, they know what you got.
Absolutely. So I am on Instagram and TikTok. It is Embodied with Abby. And then I also have a one-on-one offering. So it's a 12-week, completely personalized, guided session, coaching sessions for you, where we meet on Zoom every week and we just heal the connection in your body and really create a sacred space for you to feel safe in your body and in your sexual expression. So you can have anything that you desire and being that magnetic as well.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Okay, girls, I'm going to leave this episode here because that interview was so value-packed that I just think that's the perfect note to end it on. So I will get back into the Dear Victoria segment next week. And that's it for now. So see you next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.